Zion Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is March 4th, 2020.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of the world. Excuse me. Look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight if you haven't already. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency, text Dan on his cell. Let him know you're going to give him a call on 316-619-4886, 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news and updates about the Wichita Mission Church and the radio program archives, and all the contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
We are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally, YouTube, some FM, so pray about supporting our time.
Let's thank our listener base in worldwide places like Glasgow, City of Glasgow, UK, United Kingdom, Sydney, Australia, Toronto, Canada. And in the USA, we have Santa Ana, California, Tampa, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, and Wichita, Kansas is the largest group of listeners that will listen to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
You'd think she'd get that right by now. It's been, what, 2 years? Anyway, by the way, folks, send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or text to my phone. Let us know where you're hailing from. Also, follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. And we've got a really interesting program for you tonight. You're going to want to share this one around. In fact, last year, I think it was one of our biggest programs for listeners when it hit YouTube. And I'll inform you about it in a little bit, and you'll find out. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father, and give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, let's have this song, which is so very truthful. I'm trying to pound it through your heads. So let's hear the song.
Give an ear to these words I say. Compassion for the lost will grow strong. As I fix my eyes on humanity, watching as they run to and fro, a burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul. Watching as they run to and fro, a
Cover. I want to get through this one first real quick. Read this first real quick. I'll explain it what it is and we'll move on because we've got some big things.
Okay. President Biden has laid out a 10-year goal for conserving 30% of the U.S. by 2030. An inclusive and bold vision for safeguarding American lands and waters and wildlife. They will support the efforts of people across the country, including rural communities, tribal nations, private land owners, and many others on the front lines of conserving, stewarding, restoring, using, and enjoying nature. 30 times 30 is an ambitious and visionary goal that will help slow the loss of nature, ameliorate the impacts of climate change, and ensure all Americans, no matter their economic status, race, or ethnicity, have access to natural world. By marshaling federal resources and relying on local experts from tribal council to city halls to state leaders and from farmers, ranchers, and fishers to conservationists, recreationalists, hunters, anglers, and all other Americans who use and love our public lands, 30 times 30 can meet the scale of challenges facing nature. Collaboration and willingness to listen and understand different perspectives and good faith conservation between all Americans will be required to achieve 30-30 and solve our nature and climate crisis.
Okay, let me explain what this really means. Okay, first off, they're going to confiscate land. People say that, you know, they're against TikTok. You should not be against really TikTok. TikTok really, really connects this nation, folks. Because, like today, I got a message from a farmer that sent me onto this that, about this 30-30 executive order. Well, it's nothing but Agenda 2020 and Agenda 22. Listen to this. It says, Americans will be required, all Americans will be required to achieve 30-30 to solve our nature and climate crisis. They're going to confiscate 30% of all land, public and private. That means, and I don't know how that'll work in the city, but according to the farmer, that means 30% of his farmland is gone.
That's baloney.
It's going to be gone. Well, of course it's a baloney. And how did I find out? TikTok. there is not just a bunch of girls on there dancing and a whole bunch of junk. There is a lot of patriots on TikTok, and you should get connected, and Christians that are talking to each other through this menu. You need to get TikTok if you don't have it already, and that's a fact. Now then, 3030 is an out-and-out land grab. They've been planning for a long time. When it started off, it was called the Wildlands Project, where it wanted to turn a big portion, they wanted to run everybody to the cities. And this was clear back when it was started in Bill Clinton's era. And this is the same thing going forward. They start off with saying 30%, and then 10 years later, they want 50%.
Wasn't that the same program they had one year they was calling Wetlands?
Yeah, that is the Wetlands program. Yeah. That really started off being the Wetlands program, and they had another name for it. But, yes, that's what we're talking about. And this is, but now the executive order's been signed, and Governor Newsom in California has already signed the thing too, that they're going to do the same, that they're in agreement with it, and they're going to do it. It's stealing the land.
Yeah, it's stealing your land. That ain't all they're going to steal from you.
Well, they're changing everything. And so this is really critical. You need to pay attention to it, folks. All these things that people were saying back when I first started and all this stuff, they called them conspiracy theories. They are not conspiracy
theories.
They're
real.
They're being real. And so, folks, you need to pay attention. This is a big land grab. And, you know, how would you like it if, 30% of your property is just gone? The farmer said that 30 by 30, he said it comes out something about 26%, but it comes out 30%. That's what it is of your land. You know, that could bankrupt a farmer.
That's pretty close to almost half. 30% ain't that much farther than 50%.
Right. And they've got some other things about stealing. People better wake up, and we better get on board with Trump, and if we do not take the House back next year, then we're gone.
One state, the judge called for a new election. Did you see that?
Yeah, and it was in a county.
Just a county? I thought it was a state governor.
It was just a county. No, it wasn't a state governor. It was in just one county. But, yes, those things are coming through the smaller local courts. We're seeing some action on voter fraud, but we're not seeing it where we should see it in the United States Supreme Court. And guess what, Supreme Court? The blood of all these people and all these things that's happening
in America
is on the Supreme Court's hands.
Amen.
But if you folks think life is going on just regular, it ain't. And you people even all around the world should be praying for America, because America's the last place for freedom. If we're gone, there's no place else to run. And so everybody needs to get involved. You need to get involved for praying for this country, and so on and so forth. That end time, we are in the end times, folks. You just need to wake up. I'm so frustrated with this one. It's crazy. You know, 30% of your land. Now, if that don't drive you crazy.
Well, they got to start somewhere. Their plan is by whatever year, I forgot what it was. I thought it was 2030.
Well, it is.
They don't want anybody to own anything but them.
They don't. This is part. They just want. Original goal was actually 2020 a while ago, but by 2030 they want to do away with all private property.
Right.
In America.
That's,
you know,
ridiculous.
They'd like to do it worldwide, but you know, America. They used our own freedom and our own. Here's how it happened. They used our own freedom of freedom laws to go against us, you know, to be able to pass legislation and do different things, because, you know, they hoodwink people by going into schools. I've been warning about schools forever. You should guard your children first. This is what's happened when you don't guard your children's education. Americans got lazy, didn't pay attention to what kids were being taught.
Use the schools as babysitters.
Yeah, exactly. Use schools as babysitters. And also paid and sent kids off to colleges that were controlled by the leftists. And this is what you got. But it ain't like you ain't been warned. You know, it drives me crazy on Facebook, see all the time. Well, wonder who taught our kids this. Hey, who taught the kids that? Go look at your school. Remember school? You remember college? That's who taught them.
Yeah, most parents just sign their kids up, enroll them, and send them to school. Never look at the curriculum.
Right, right. Well, they never look at the curriculum, and they try to force college on them even when they don't need it. Remember when Elijah, we went to that thing, and I said, well, he doesn't need that. He's going to go to a trade school or something like that. Well, you could tell there was just such an anger in him that because, well, he may need it later. Well, no, he's not going to need it later because in that, that's where that part of that indoctrination comes in. It comes in with the very first, what do you call that first part of college? It's, go local or whatever.
I can't think right now.
Right, because you do that before you start really even starting what you want to be.
I want to say apprenticeship, but that's not college. That's
no,
a job.
No, it's not apprenticeship. Anyway.
I know the second one's bachelor and the third one's major, but I forgot what the first one is.
Well, it is a bachelor degree. That's where it's indoctrinated at, and then it does it in a more higher level. But if they can get you to do a bachelor's degree, they've got you.
That's 4 years.
Right. That,
2 years is called something. I can't think of it.
Well, anyway, whatever. The point is the first couple of years of college is when they get these ideas over into your head and try to transform them, and they do more and more as it goes on. But anyway, point being there's a point. It already has an executive order signed into it, you know. And you know what's really funny? All the news sites that I went to check it out after the farmer told me all the reporting on it, oh, they're all positive, of course, because, Google or whatever putting it out. But none of them are wanting to put forward the name of the executive order, and it's not in the executive order list. It is there. I just didn't have time to pull out the list, but it's just crazy. Don't think they make it sound like everybody's on board with it, and they're not.
Well, they make it sound like everybody's on board with all their garbage, and they probably got like, what, 20% of it, them, theirself?
Right, and you got to consider, talk about Dr. Seuss a minute. You know, they canceled Dr. Seuss, but, you know, they let the children go, you know, listen to the library, you know, at the library all dressed up and drag and all that stuff, and teach them all about having anal sex at 5 and 6 and, well, excuse me, that's about third grade. But they do start teaching children sex education and being all right with, you know,
being touched and all that.
Yeah, at a very early age. But Dr. Seuss is racist.
No, he isn't.
Well, of course it isn't. And even
but by the way, Dr. Seuss has a program that right now you can buy three books. It's a celebration of his birthday. Everybody go viral with it and buy his birthday present. You get 3 books for $3 and celebration of Dr. Seuss.
Where are you going to buy it?
Well, if you just Google it or DuckDuckGo it, I'm sure it'll pop up because I've seen it. It's an advertisement. It says Dr. Seuss' birthday. And
well,
I've posted it on my page. It says, go viral with this.
Okay, Amazon's fixing to ban it. eBay today banned it. You can't buy it on eBay. And there's several other places that have already banned it. So they're in the process, all the tech companies.
Go DocSeuss.com. I'm sure he's got his own way to sell his books.
He's not even alive.
Well, I'm sure whoever runs their publishing sells
them. Well, I'm sure that's true. But you see... See, big tech's controlling everything, you know.
That's the problem.
They can wipe it out. They proved that with Parler. You know, now Parler's back, but they don't have quite the same attitude. But there's the point. They have control. And guess what? We warned about this, too, that big tech would take over unless somebody
freedom
put it
speech,
in.
Freedom of speech, there it goes.
Yeah. Well, that's been for a while. But so, folks... When somebody starts saying conspiracy theory, you need to start looking into whatever it was that they said was conspiracy theory, because it's probably not. It's the truth, you know, and it's going to get worse. I've been talking about rising prices. I'm going to give you an example of rising prices. I was trying to do some work on my workshop, and wood was like, you know, $5 for a treated 4x8. 2x4x8, 2x4. Well, a month later, it
after
is now.
After Biden took office.
Well, that would be a month later. It jumped to $8 a 2x4, and I thought that was bad. And I was talking to the clerk at the front of the store. He said, well, USB has really went up, and that's like plywood sheets. And so I talked to a friend of ours over here in Florence that my son's working for, and a sheet of plywood went up from $26 to over double. I think it was, he said, $60 for a sheet of plywood.
One sheet of plywood?
4x8 sheet of plywood, yeah. I think it was like 50-something, but it was close to that. So that's because of gas prices and whatever, but it's because of these things that Biden has did. The companies have to pass it on. And so prices with every thing I'm trying to get through your head, folks, the things that you commonly use, and if you can stock it, I'm not just talking about food. If you can stock it, you should go out and stock it. I mean, because your money's going to go down the drain.
And fast, because here's the deal. I posted after our president had his speech on the CPAC. He did a speech, and he said that he told everything that's going on behind the scenes, and just for what I was posting, I posted that Trump warned us that by the end of summer, gas prices is going to be $7 a gallon or higher. Somebody on my page posted back that diesel and where they live is already over $6 a gallon. So there goes our economy.
Okay, well, see, and that diesel going up is why the
prices of our products are going
to
go up.
So you've got a short period of time to stock up some stuff. But you know what?
And think back to when Obama was last in office. Remember how much the price of eggs was? And that's usually a very cheap staple. Right at the end, before Trump took over, they were almost $5 a dozen.
Okay, real quick, I want to finish up this. We're going to have to get to break. Remember this. I've been telling you ever since COVID hit that everything was going up and to stock up, that you needed to do it. You should listen, folks. You need to stock up on things, and that means meat, food, canned goods, whatever you use around the house normally, because it's going to be a long haul. Okay.
Get it today, because tomorrow you could be $3 higher.
Tell them where we're going to break. Tell them.
Oh, you can find all of our information, all about the radio program archives and mission updates, all our contact information, and everything is on our ministry tab, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Pruning before the harvest is a necessary thing to help us bear more fruit for all and glorify the King. Jesus is the true vine, His Father holds the shoes. At times the pruning hurts so bad, and we have to shed some tears. His time harvest is coming soon. But be thankful that we've been pruned. What it does is makes us strong and bear more fruit for Him. He does it 'cause He cares for us, and that's why He cuts the thin. When He's through, we may not see the good in what He's done. It may look bad, but we still know we're grafted in His Son. In time, harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. But then we see our leaves shoot forth and the sun begins to shine. We know we'd surely wither if we weren't within the vine. Soon the fruit begins to grow more abundant than before. And as it sticks for others' use, we keep on bearing more. In time, harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been proved. We must be thankful if we've been proved. We must be thankful if we've been proved.
About 800 years before the birth of Messiah, the prophet Micah foretold his birth in Bethlehem. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. Every year, thousands of Christian pilgrims make their way to Bethlehem to visit the city in which the Messiah was born. Although unaware, most of them are taken into a subterranean cave where the pagan sun god Tammuz was worshipped, and are told that this is the place where Jesus was born. Tammuz was the Akkadian sun god, also known as Adonis by the Greeks. In mythology, he was known to be the husband of Ishtar, from which we derive the name Easter. His birthday was known to be at the time of the winter solstice, or December 25th. Jerome, the Latin Bible translator, whose school was located adjacent to the cave, informs us of the worship of Tammuz on this spot. Quote, "Even my own Bethlehem, as it now is that most venerable spot in the whole world, of which the psalmist sings, the truth has sprung out of the earth, was overshadowed by a grove of Tammuz, that is, of Adonis. And in the very cave where the infant Christ had uttered his earliest cry, lamentation was made for the paramour of Venus." End quote. Just one more example of the pagan influences upon modern-day Christianity. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin,
and you're listening to American Voice. You're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Okay, well, one of our most popular radio programs that we did not long after you started doing regular radio with us was talking about couples that, and I found it on Reddit, and they were talking about how they, as a sexual thing, that these couples were getting pregnant on purpose and so they could get abortions, you know, as a sacrifice.
And sell the baby parts.
No. It had nothing to do with that.
Just so they could get abortions.
Okay, let me explain. Then you'll understand. I'm just trying to tell the people because we got a lot to read.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so backing up, they would have sex not to sell baby parts, but just so they could take the baby to almost full term, and then so the baby would be aborted, and it would be a sacrifice to Satan.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And then they would get pregnant all over again and do it repeatedly. And that was one of the biggest programs that people came on, you know.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Well, I said, you know, there were, which wasn't a lot of proof out there for it, you know, but there was some backup I found. But this really put backup on it. And I posted the articles, folks, to the pastor, mb@blogspot.com. Well, the easiest way to find it, go to prophecyhour.com, go over to the right, click on the pastor's page, and you'll find a link to these articles. It will astound you what we're about to read to you today. So, we'll start with this. Okay, the Satanistic Temple in Texas files a lawsuit demanding the religious right to sacrifice babies through abortions.
The leaders in charge of the Satanic Temple in Texas are suing the Lone Star State for not allowing them to perform abortions on demand when they claim it is their religious right. Texas informed consent laws, these satanic claims are a violation of religious freedom because part of the worshiping Satan means aborting human babies as a sacrament, similar to how Christians take communion or get baptized.
Okay, now when I said a while ago, earlier I said they're killing us by using our own freedom laws against us. Because technically, in a sense, if it wasn't this and it was something else, we have the United States says there's a right to freedom of religion. So that means all religion. You understand? But it wasn't really meant to be like this. But
no, there's a right to life, too. And life has nothing to do with crackers and wine to represent the Lord's body. That's a complete, totally different thing. A life is a life.
Okay, but I don't know.
Well, because they're saying because we take communion,
oh,
they can kill babies.
Okay,
that's not flying.
Right, right. They're trying to say it's the same. But see, here's the point. By the letter of our law, if they honestly believe this is their religion, then technically by the law, we would have to let them do that.
To commit murder?
Well, there's the point. The Supreme Court has determined, with Roe versus Wade, determined that abortion is not murder. So it needs to go back to Roe versus Wade. So yeah, you sure it's different. It ain't right. But because our laws have allowed us to do that of equal rights, that's how it got there. So, you know, anyway. So let's go on with it. Murdering unborn children is what Satan demands. And yet Satanists in Texas are prohibited from performing adult abortions without an abortion facility first providing informed consent to women at least 24 hours prior to the procedure.
This includes requiring abortion facilities to do an ultrasound and share the unborn baby's image with the mother, as well as provide an informational packet about the abortion, fetal development, abortion risk, and resources for parenting and adoption. Harbinger's Daily explains. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of an anonymous Texas woman who is pregnant and who claims that Texas abortion laws infringe on her religious beliefs. I'm particularly interested to see how your
blank
Attorney General Ken Paxton replies to this, because he likes to march around the nation taking issues with other states, issues said Satanic Temple spokesman Lucienda Greaves. If he's not trying to sue them for not electing his preferred president, he's often releasing press releases about the state of religious liberty in other states and what he feels should be done. He likes to use language of religious liberty where it seems to be quite obvious he means religious privilege from a specific viewpoint.
Okay, and so what you're reading is from a Satanist point of view.
Right.
Okay, I just was doing that for the people. Back in August, the Satanistic Temple of Texas proudly admitted that part of its belief system involves murdering babies as a sacrament to Satan. That same month, it also held a rally to raise money for this and other planned lawsuits. The winner of the raffle was given a free abortion as part of the ritual that affirmed the choice of women to get pregnant, to murder their unborn children in the name of woman's health. Okay, that's proof.
Yeah, it says to murder their unborn child.
Right, but that's proof of the program we did 2 years ago where this wasn't out in public, you understand?
Right.
That we investigated and found out about it and told it, but that is proof to the exact thing that we were talking about, abortion as a ritual that affirmed the choice of women to get pregnant, to murder their unborn children in the name of woman's health. But they got pregnant just to murder their child.
The ritual goes like this. Before the abortion takes place, surgically or medically, a member of the Satanic Temple will look at her reflection, Be reminded of her personhood and responsibility to herself. Take deep breaths, focus in on her intent, and make herself comfortable, Greece added. When ready, she will say the third and fifth tenet of the temple aloud. The third tenet affirms a key platform of Satanism, do as thou wilt, except in the context of women getting an abortion. The fifth honors science as to be all, end all source of truth in the world, urging saint worshipers not to distort scientific facts to fit one's beliefs.
Okay, let's back up here. So they're trying to say science goes along with them, which in this case it does to an extent. Does it right? It's truth because they don't recognize human spirit and things like that. But Satanism, that is, do what thou wilt. That's what Satanism is. It's no discipline. If you do what you want, then that's being without law. That's
right.
Being without law.
And
that's,
that goes along with that error. Do it, if it feels good, do it.
That is, yeah. Do as thou wilt.
Yeah.
You know, do as thou wilt. That's Satan against, you know, all laws. You know, lawlessness. Being without Torah. It is the same platform of the Democrat Party, which worships science, abortion, and lawlessness.
Right.
In fact, the Satanistic Temple might well be the Democratic Party, or the two entities have the same beliefs.
In tandem with Planned Parenthood, the Satanic Temple is heavily involved in promoting abortions across America. Its members are also known to harass pro-life sidewalk counselors who attempt to help women choose life instead of death for their unborn children. In 2016, pro-life advocates outside of a Detroit, Michigan Planned Parenthood faced a disturbing scene when a group from a Satanic Temple arrived to counter-protest wearing baby masks and carrying whips, reporters indicated. They held a similar protest on Good Friday in 2017.
Okay, move on.
Former high-risk satanic claims, I perform satanic rituals inside abortion clinics. Included in a short excerpt from that article, L.I., tell me about the firstborn, the first abortion you ever did as a satanic ritual.
Okay, now you're going to read that part. The L.I.s, you're going to read, and I'm going to do the other. King, the first one I did was about 3 months before turning 15. It took place in a farmhouse that was surprisingly more sterile than many of the other abortion clinics I had done abortions in. There was an abortion doctor and abortion nurse. There was a woman in stirrups about to have a baby who was surrounded by 13 top members of our coven, which were all high priests and priestesses. I was inside the circle with the women and the abortion doctor. All the adult members of my coven were there. There were several women kneeling on the floor, swaying back and forth, chanting, our body, ourselves, over and over again. Off to the side were several male members of our coven, all chanting and praying. The ritual started at 11:45 at night, and the spell began at midnight, which is the witching hour. The actual death of the child happened at 3 o'clock a.m., which is called the devil's hour. You want to say something important?
No, it's just 3 a.m.
Okay. Well, that's... Note that 12 is 12 o'clock is witching hour. Child at 3 o'clock is the devil's hour. Okay, my whole role in all this was to insert the scalpel. I didn't necessarily have to do the actual killing, but it was so important that I got blood on my hands so I could get somebody's blood on my hands, whether it's the woman's or the baby. Then the doctor finishes the procedure. In particular, one, which was probably one of the more heinous abortions that I ever done, the doctor reached in, ripped the baby out, threw it onto the floor where these women were swaying. The woman looked like they were possessed, and probably were. And when the doctor threw the baby out to them, they cannibalized the baby.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so we're hearing from an actual member of what goes on. Remember, we talked, and I did. I don't need to repeat that, but this is a continuation of the other. Anyway.
So you were a high wizard within Satanism just very briefly. How did you happen to become a high wizard?
King, rumor has it that high wizards are handpicked by Satan. I don't know what the criteria is, but I had done magic, and that's a form of it. You guys can look it up. It's M-A-G-I-C-K. From the age of 10 and became a high wizard when I was about 21 years old. I have been in the World Church of Satan for about 3 years. I'd seen a high wizard back when I was a child, but I didn't know what it was that I was looking at. Excuse me. The look is very unique. It's a top hat, a wand or a cane, the face painted like a corpse, and an old school tuxedo of sorts. So if you go to YouTube and look up Pinks, Just Like a Pill, there's a high wizard that appears in her video four times. Now remember, musicians and these people are there. They're openly talking about it and acting it. Anyway, snapshot from Pinks, Just Like a Pill, and it's from YouTube. The third and fourth time the wizard appears on the screen and you can see that he's casting a spell. A lot of people seeing that video would see him but not recognize what they're looking at, but that's the look. Now Satan picks you, and for a cult that's big, there's a CEO and a board of directors. So the CEO sends word to you and you meet with the CEO and the board of directors and they tell you that you've been chosen. You've given a book that tells you what your job duties are as a high wizard are, and you decide whether you want to do it or not, though I've never known anybody to turn it down.
So you were called before the High Council of Sorts, and they offered you a position, and you became a high wizard at that point?
Right, and I did that for about 10 or 12 years.
What role does abortion play in the satanic rituals, and when did you first get involved in abortion with regard to Satanism?
Just after I turned 14, the coven members came to me and said I was going to be involved in abortion in about 9 months. There was a sex party with all the male members between 12 and 15 and a female member over 18, and her purpose was to get pregnant, and then she was going to have an abortion in 9 months. When I was told this, I said, cool, out loud, but I had no clue what an abortion was. In my family, I think I heard my parents whisper about the word abortion once when they were talking about somebody else. So I thought it was a dirty word because they whispered it, and I never heard that word anywhere else again. When I asked about what an abortion was to the coven members, I said, I don't know. What I have to do here? They explained there's a baby in the womb and you're going to kill it. And there will be an abortion doctor there to help you, and there will be a nurse because it's full medical procedure. Now, you will notice they're not saying fetus or anything else. They're recognizing it as a baby. My first question was, is that legal? The response was, yes, as long as it's in the womb. As long as the baby is still inside the woman, you can kill it. They know, and it was explained to us. It was also explained as you are killing a baby. They didn't say it would be a killing a fetus or killing some cells in the body. None of that. It's a baby. Now, see, they fully won't know. And see, they're admitting that it's a baby and that it's viable. It's a person. They're wanting to sacrifice human beings. And this goes back to sacrificing to Moloch that it talks about in the Bible. You shouldn't sacrifice to Moloch, the Bible says. The point is, this is the same thing that's always been happening. We're going to move along. Now, I don't think I'd have been okay with killing a baby outside the woman's body, but knowing that I could kill as much as I wanted to someone that was inside the body, in Satanism, killing something or the death of something is the most effective way of getting your spell accomplished. As far as trying to get Satan's approval to give you something that you want, killing something is the best way to go. Killing something is the ultimate offering to Satan. If you can kill an unborn, that is the ultimate goal.
Oh, tell me about the first abortion you ever did as a satanic ritual.
The first one I did, I was about 3 months before turning 15. It took place in a farmhouse that was surprisingly more sterile. Now, we already covered this one. I don't know why they repeated it. They already did it. Anyway, in particular, we've already covered that. Okay,
Bassett. Okay, dear Lord, how many ritual abortions have you participated in?
Prior to being a high wizard, I did 5. After becoming a high wizard, I did 141 or more.
Have you ever done a ritual abortion at a high-profile abortion facility?
Yes, I have. I'd estimate I did about 20 ritual abortions inside these facilities, but I never counted. I just know I've been in a lot of them. About 2 years ago, I went inside to do one for some research for a new CD I was working on, and that one was very clean, and the people were super nice. But all the ones I went to doing abortions in them were terribly unsanitary. They looked like a house of horrors with blood all over the place, including in some rooms with blood on the ceiling.
How did you get invited to do the satanic abortions at these high-profile abortion facilities? Did someone call you, or how did that come about?
As a high wizard, you're the go-to guy in the St. Nisi coven. So most people either call someone that is that they know in that coven, or, you know, because we did a lot of work for the Illuminati as well, so we'd call them. This is all obviously people that have to be in in certain kinds of places. The World Church of Satan isn't the only organization that does Satanistic sacrifices in these facilities. There are other witchcraft organizations such as Wiccans, and are really involved in committing abortions in this high-profile facilities. You know, sometimes get invited to do the ritual abortion by the director of the facility, and they'll invite you to come in and participate in the abortion, and they'll want to do the ceremony at the end of it. Now, at the end of the day, Satanistic groups do like a black mass speak service, which usually is around midnight, and the extended service will last about 2 or 3 hours. They dedicate the babies that were killed to Satan, so it doesn't matter why women go for the abortions. All abortions that day get dedicated to this.
All the babies get dedicated to Satan at the end of the day. Wow. What would happen when doing these ritual abortions, what general events would take place during these rituals?
There are kids that come into these events, but they're generally not in a room where the abortion is taking place. There's a separate room, and they have contest to see which one of the kids can stay up until 3 a.m., and the kid that can stay up gets a reward. The men are not part of the top 13, are doing spells and chanting. They're also casting spells to protect them against anyone who might be praying against them, like a Christian praying against them. Also, whoever we have in our pocket for protection, so if we're paid off by a sheriff or a deputy or a cop or something like that, then no one is investigating us at the time. There are women chanting and swaying. 13 members are surrounding the woman to have the abortion, and they're all the ones conducting the magic spell. In one instance, the one asking for the spell was the mayor of the town. He came to us because he wanted to pass some ordinance for his town, and he had tried it in 2 or 3 times. Never went through. He had a member of the coven for a long time. He tried every legal avenue to get his thing through, but it never worked. So he got somebody to agree to have an abortion and for it to happen in our Satanistic covenant. During the night, we could do the abortion and do the spell at the same time. Generally, in a small town coven, which is what that was, everyone would show up to the event. In a bigger place, when I was a member of the World Church of Satan, you could get the high wizard and people who want their spell to take place would be there. Okay, let's see what we got left. We are going to have to stop this, but folks, you can see the rest of this article, which would be about a page. You can see it. Remember, go to prophecyhour.com. From prophecyhour.com, go to the pastor's page and look this up. This is serious. And they go on to say, the next one that we're going to deal with next week, we're going to deal about who's actually running the world. And notice, keep reminded that the Illuminati was pointed out in this, and we're going to cover the Illuminati next week. Now, folks, remember, if you like this kind of reporting and things and you need this information, you need to share these around. But we do really need your monetary support for radio. So please pray about it. We do need your support. Yes, we need support for the Wichita Church, and how are things going over there?
Well, right now we're doing pretty good over there. We just got another shipment yesterday of vegetables and snack bag stuff that I got.
Tell them.
There's a video of that on Dan's page. I think you put them on, or is it on the ministry page?
There's a link to the YouTube page, but you can go to the Wichita Mission Church on Facebook, Wichita Mission Church on Facebook, and it has all the videos listed over there.
Right, and we was also blessed with donation to get medications for the people, so we got medications and food. And
yeah, we do over-the-counter medications for the folks and everything, and so we've got a good
donation. So we still need your support. We do it all the time, so supplies need to stay furbished, and prices are going up, up, up.
Yeah, prices are going up. See, and there's the point. That's why, you know, a supporter increased his donation. We were able to do that, but prices are going up, and so in order for us to function, we still need your monetary support. Even when we say, yeah, we've got some good donations in and everything, you know, it's not time to go to sleep on it. you know, we still need your support. We still need you to send us the things that you always send us. And you have an increase because we're getting slowly an increase in people. And when prices go up, guess what's going to happen? There's going to be more people.
More people.
And the weather has changed.
We're going to have more people.
Now we got an increase during winter. I was talking to somebody yesterday about how people were standing out in freezing rain to get food. And if they'll stand outside in freezing rain to get food for 20 or 30 minutes, then, and that day there was that big of a line.
And we've had all the way through the cold weather, we've had 60 to 80 every Tuesday and Friday. So they are still coming. Weather is not stopping them. They're still wanting to eat.
Well, and so how much more do you think they'll come when the weather's warm?
We'll probably be really packed this summer.
Yes, there's no problem to it. We're going to be packed this summer. And, you know, when you're talking about 80 people showing up at a time looking for food, that is an increase for us. But, you know, it's a big deal, you know. And part of these people, they're coming for prayers and Bibles and everything else.
And clothing. And so if you have used clothing, anything, and I just had a lady come Tuesday, because this is Thursday. Tuesday, I get my Friday days mixed up. But she came and she has a neighbor that just moved in, got out of a domestic situation, and she got the apartment, but she has nothing, no furniture, no nothing. She just walked in the apartment with what she has in on her back. So she's in need of everything, and that's just an example of what we can get. We can use anything you don't need. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Bring it to the mission, somebody will take it.
Right, amen. Now, how can you donate?
You can donate online. Over the phone, by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all of our contact information, radio program archives, all about the Wichita Mission Church at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. If you don't want to help with the tour, then consider a donation for this program. Radio is not free. We've got to pay prayer time.
Yeah, you did that pretty well.
Which, by the way, I need to pay him when I get off here. I forgot about him again.
You forgot about the producer. You were supposed to pay him today. You told me last night.
I'm supposed to pay him on the 1st. What's today? Oh, I'm only 3 days late. I think I hit him on the 11th last month. After radio, I'm like, oh, Frank.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know he's listening to you.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. He says, hey, 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 David.
He loves me, though, so I ain't worried about it.
You ain't worried about it? I'd be worried about it. He just can't reach you from Oregon.
You know, somebody ought to do something about this guy.
Just pointing at me about that girl. You know, somebody ought to do something about that girl.
Anyway, yeah, pray about helping. Just let the Lord lead you. Do what he has you to do, and everything will be good.
Everything will be good.
Just trust in the Lord because he's in control. I know things don't seem good. They don't look good. They don't sound good, but keep the faith and keep with him, and you'll be just fine.
And folks, remember, no matter what kind of bad situation that you go to, a bad situation, there's always a room to minister. There's always some good in it. You need to look it over. Maybe it's something that's being pointed to you for change. So, you know, don't take all bad situations as bad, because we are put in the fire to change us. That's what the word of Yahweh says. So, you know,
and usually when something bad's happening, there's a blessing right around the corner. So just...
Well,
and everything passes. Nothing's forever.
I always say the greater the tribulation, the greater the blessing.
Amen.
And so amen and amen. Okay. You want to tell them goodbye and we'll start going out?
Okay. Shalom, people. Have a nice weekend. Have a nice Sabbath. Get some rest and stay in the Lord.
Okay. And Joel Richardson will be up next, and we pray the program will go.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. We must remember, folks, there is only one true God. He is your father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. Of course, he gave his life for your repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way of the Father. What's coming?
What's coming?
This month.
Passover!
Amen.
Yay!
And if you never participated in a Passover, seer, they're wonderful. You really did. And it'll explain to you what Yeshua was doing at the Last Supper.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pay for the peace of Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah's return. Come, Lord Yeshua, come.
Okay. Always, always, always be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you'd bless and protect him, that your face would shine upon them, you'd be gracious to them, and give them peace. like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
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 You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.